This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. In Denver, the state broke ground on a new facility for young people with serious mental health needs. It's the first of its kind in Colorado. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The new state-owned center will provide much-needed beds for young people with complex diagnoses. It's designed to be a one-stop shop, offering a variety of services like therapy, medication management, and educational programs. The facility is located on the campus of the Colorado Mental Health Hospital in Denver. State lawmakers approved the funding back in 2022, shortly after Children's Hospital Colorado declared a pediatric mental health state of emergency. That was in response to a dramatic increase in youth mental health crises and a shortage of hospital beds. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A new coroner is poised to begin work in Pueblo County pending a standard background check. KRCC Shauna Lewis has more.
Gregory Grayheck of Pueblo West is a state-licensed nurse practitioner specializing in acute and family care. The Pueblo County Commissioner selected him after some discussion of the top four candidates, weighing concerns about possible conflicts of interest, qualifications, and ability to manage the position full-time. Grayheck will serve on an interim basis to fill the remaining term left by former coroner Brian Cotter, who resigned after decaying bodies were found in his private mortuary. Voters will choose the next county coroner in November 2026. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
And this is CPR News. It's just about 7:06.